This Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast is brought to you by Factor, pre-prepared meals at factormeals.com. And stand by at the end of this podcast, you'll find out how you can save 50% off your first order. Welcome to the Murphy, Sam & Jody Daily Show podcast.
Do you guys catch that Little Debbie is getting into a different business this season?
Don't tell me they're abandoning the snack cakes.
Oh, no. I don't think they'll ever. That's their core business.
Good.
The bread and butter,
It
so
is
to speak.
The bread and butter. No, but, and this is going to sell out. You can either buy them at Walmart or you can buy them on the Little Debbie website. The Christmas tree cakes inflatables for your yard.
Oh, really?
It comes in two.
This is the first time they've done that.
It looks exactly like the Christmas tree cake. Okay?
Yeah.
That's going to sell out. You know that.
The one that's white looks like the classic Christmas tree cake with the red, you know, like
icing and the green icing.
And then the sprinkles. And then the chocolate one is brown with the white, like, you know, garland, I guess you'd call it. It's hysterical. And it, Murphy, you know how I feel about inflatables.
I was waiting for that.
Will this be the first one since we've been married that you'll want?
Maybe.
That's cute. Okay.
Can we put it in the back? Like, I just think it's so cute.
Yes, it is.
You have me at Christmas tree cake. In fact, one of my favorite Christmas sweaters I've ever seen, and I don't own it, and I own too many. I have like six fun Christmas sweaters that I love.
I didn't know you had that many.
Yeah, I do. I saw somebody with one with just a Christmas tree cake on it. That's all it is. It's not, there's no words. It's the happiest sweater I've ever seen.
Doesn't need words, right?
Anyway, 4.5 feet tall.
Yeah.
You could put a whole, and by the way, they're affordable. Oh, I say that. I mean, I don't know what you expect to pay for these things.
I'm waiting to see what you say.
The Halloween skeletons are like hundreds of dollars. The Christmas tree cake inflatables, $64.99.
Oh, that ain't bad.
Only available at Walmart or on the Little Debbie's website. They are going to sell out. It is super cute.
You can almost put that one on tabletop. 4.5 feet.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
An inflatable on a tabletop?
Well, inflatables do.
They kind of get in the way of everybody visiting. But
they last
sure.
longer inside. And they sound nice. That little hum sounds really nice. Ooh, you could put it in a baby's room. Well, maybe not.
So
maybe not safe in a baby's room.
To answer Murphy's question, is this one okay for the house?
I don't know. I need to think about it. Because they still, you know, they still kind of deflate in the middle of the day and it looks like garbage is on your lawn.
Well, you maybe know. You can decide whenever one shows up at the house.
Okay.
That's what you can do.
Just wanted to let you know, available now, but expected to sell out.
Coming up at 6:50, Jody has three things to know today.
Coming up next, Tracy is going to help us find out where we can find discontinued makeup.
Yay.
Social Media Connect.
Love having you along. A lot of ways to join us. Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok, and MurphySamAndJody.com.
Tracy has joined us. She has a message for you, Jody.
Hi, Tracy.
Just catching up on the podcast. And Jody, you mentioned that you can't find your Morphe foundation anymore.
Not the old formula, no.
Well, I think Tracy is going to help you out here.
Okay.
She says, check eBay. They have a new bottle of the type you use right there, right now, and it's not stupid expensive.
Oh.
That's what you got to watch out for. A lot of times.
Correct.
If it's not, you know, being made anymore, somebody's going to be charging 3 and 4 times what it's worth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's good.
Tracy goes on to say, I hate when cosmetic companies discontinue or change something.
Yeah.
I completely understand, but they make it challenging to find a new fit. Maybelline has discontinued their oil-free eye makeup remover, and I keep hoping to run across a stray bottle or two.
Oh, keep looking online, Tracy. Keep look. I feel like this, I don't know if there's anything for guys that equates to this. Because I've never heard you, Murphy, in all our years being married, like complain that they don't make the same power tool and you can't find the right nuts for it or whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
This happens to me constantly. It took me my whole life to find this foundation.
Yeah.
And they just big fat pulled it off the shelves and changed the formula.
I don't know, honestly, if I've encountered anything like that. I would have to stop and think about that. You know, maybe a certain scent of, you know, soap or shampoo or something like that that went away.
Yeah. But that's
nothing,
not so particular to you. The thing about makeup for women who do wear makeup, it is so specific and personal. It matches your skin tone exactly. And something else you don't understand, if you guys don't wear makeup, It needs to feel right mm-hmm. on your face. Your face is so personal, and it needs to smell nice. I'm not going to put it on my face every day if it doesn't feel and smell nice. So when you find one, it's like finding the right person. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's get married. You're the only one I'm going to buy. Then they just take it away.
Yeah. Is that the name of a nail polish? Let's get married.
It's one of those Opies. Huh?
Should be. Anyway, OPI. Tracy, we're going to log on to eBay now. So thank you so much.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider coming up next.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by State Farm.
If you see a lot of Matthew McConaughey this week or actress America Ferrera, the reason is their movie, The Lost Bus, lands in theaters this weekend.
Face to all drivers.
Select theaters. This is a true story about a bus driver and a school teacher who rescue 22 children from a catastrophic fire. Oh. It's based on true events. Well, America was doing some of the press rounds, and she tells the story about meeting Matthew McConaughey for the first time at bus driving lessons because they had to learn to drive buses.
Oh, did they really?
And the word is she had no idea. He was uber comfortable doing it because he's driven RVs and all kinds of things that you can imagine.
Yeah.
And so he was like, come on. And he's a delight. But when she was so nervous, he would get out and stand in front of the bus and go, come on. She's like, I can't kill Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
I can't be the one to do it. But isn't that funny?
Yeah.
That he's fun to work with that way. Anyway, so look for that one in select theaters and then on Apple TV+. We also have some Dick Van Dyke news.
Why look so awfully tragic?
His 100th birthday is in December, and for some theaters, they're going to run a special documentary called Dick Van Dyke 100th Celebration. They've been putting it together for years.
Yeah, they've had a lot of time.
And it's a surprise to him. It's just a big documentary on his life in select theaters in December.
Coming up next, Sam is the food dude.
Wendy's is changing up their burgers. I'll tell you how next.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by International Animal Rescue.
Wendy's is changing up something on their hamburgers. The whole leaf romaine lettuce that they've been using forever.
Love it.
They're getting rid of that, and they're just bringing in the shredded iceberg lettuce from now on.
Oh, any feelings on this?
No.
Okay, I like lettuce and tomato on a burger. I think it really, whoever came up with that.
Well, you still get the lettuce. It's just the shredded iceberg kind.
Instead of the leaf. Shredded iceberg is best on tacos.
I can take or leave lettuce on a hamburger. I don't have to have it.
And they also do the lettuce wrap burgers. So the restaurants that have offered that, no longer going to offer it because the leaf to wrap it's going away.
Right.
You really can't wrap a burger with shredded lettuce.
That's some deal they had whatever company they get their lettuce from.
Yeah.
That's what that is. Okay.
Checkers and Rally's. We've got a new side order for you. Seasoned onion fries. I didn't say rings. I said fries. What they're doing is they're cutting the onions up into like strips. And they're frying them so they look like French fries. I mean, they look just like French fries.
Wow.
Throw them in the batter, fry them up, and it's an onion fry instead of
just when you think there's no new ideas.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
How do you straighten out an onion?
Very carefully.
You cut it. Take a big onion and you just chop it in sticks.
Okay.
Got it.
Got us a new Cheez-It that's coming to the store soon.
Okay.
Cheez-It Crunch. It's made with cornmeal, and supposedly they taste more like Cheetos than Cheez-Its.
Mm-hmm.
And they look like the little pretzel windows that some of those snack companies offer.
Right.
Yeah.
So they're Cheez-Its, but shaped like the square and the little pretzel, and they have a crunch to it. Zesty jalapeno cheddar.
Mm-hmm.
We have kickin' nacho cheese and the sharp white cheddar as well.
Love it. There's so many different versions of Cheez-Its now. You could do a Cheez-It snack mix.
Yeah.
And just mix them all up. And I think we should.
The only thing they don't have different is the commercial that runs during the sports and football on the weekend.
With the round.
It's the same. Yeah. Good commercial, but been running a while.
In the locker room. Got a new Werther's original. You know, Werther's Grandma's Candy, the caramel. They have a gingerbread flavor now.
Oh,
in time for the holidays.
Love it. Oh, I love the idea.
The Hostess Twinkies. They now have a candy bar that tastes like a Twinkie. It's the rectangular candy bar, just like a Hershey bar.
Okay.
And it's got white chocolate on the outside, marshmallow on the inside.
Seems odd.
Yeah.
Thank you, food dude.
Coming up next, Jody has three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Brought to you by T-Mobile.
Number one, the word is Walmart may be rolling out employee body cameras in the next year or so. So last year, they confirmed that they were testing out employee body cameras in some stores in Texas. And now it looks like they're going to roll it out across the country. The cameras aren't hidden. They're yellow and black, and they attach to the blue vest. Mm-hmm. The employees aren't required to wear them, and they're off until they're turned on.
Is this for shoplifting?
Theft has become a major problem. And it's also meant to legally protect the Walmart employees. Okay. Number two. Would you rescue an animal that you considered a rodent? There's a Pennsylvania woman who has rescued over 200 guinea pigs. She keeps them in her home. She has volunteers helping her care for them. They were given to her by people who couldn't care for them, like sort of being thrown away. She started with one, and then I guess news of her willingness to
they multiplied, so to speak.
Rescue. Yeah. She has been working with other humane societies across the country to get them good homes, but she does get attached to all of them.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? And number three, from the TV show Friends, there's going to be a life-sized Central Perk coming to Times Square.
Oh.
Somebody figured out what to do with this prime piece of real estate in New York, and Warner Brothers is who did it. They're going to transform this 3,000 square foot area into Central Perk, an immersive experience where you get to walk in, see the things, sit on the sofa, have a cappuccino.
You're up to date. Three things to know today.
Hottest toys for the holidays 2025. So excited to shout out that some classic type toys are back. Because, you know, you can get as fancy as 2025 can bring us and how AI is everywhere. But for a child's mind and hands and imagination, sometimes the more simple you keep it, the better. There's even a Play-Doh Barbie designer fashion show set.
Oh.
That's hot this year.
You make Barbie clothes out of Play-Doh?
Yeah, it comes with the Barbie, and it comes with the Play-Doh maker and the Play-Doh, and then you make her dresses and such.
Hmm. That's
great
cute.
Great idea.
They all kind of look the same, though, don't they? I mean, I guess if I made them, they would all look the
same. They only look the same if your imagination limits that much.
Do they have, like, cutouts and things that you can do to make the
dresses? I believe so, yes.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, because mine would all look like a hand-squeezed,
you know. I never thought of that. And all the years when I was a little girl playing with Play-Doh, smell, and feel. In the world. And then playing with Barbies, which, you know, you're pretending to be a grown lady in a Ferrari. Speaking of Ferrari, there's a Lego. This is for all ages. Like, and this is ridiculous, but it's on the list. I wanted to share it. There's a Lego Technique Ferrari. You know, about the Lego sets that you build that are cars.
Yeah.
This one's super expensive. Like, this one's $400 or $500. It's not considered little toys.
No.
But it's once you build it, wow, it looks cool. You would not stick that back in the box. You would stick it on a shelf. It's cool.
Yeah, but you can also tell people, hey, would you like to see my Ferrari?
Okay.
It's on the shelf. Oh, that kind.
All right, moving on back to the kids, back to the sweet imaginations. There's a Spider-Man Imaginaire Rider. It's a classic spin on like a little bumper car rider, ride-on toys, which we've all seen over the years. But these have soft bumpers on the edges to protect the walls and your house and the furniture.
Yeah.
How do you like that?
Why is that taking so long?
Again, I don't know why. How many of us scuffed up our hallways when we were kids on the little ride-on things?
Yeah.
A lot.
We weren't really allowed to do that. Scuffs.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We had to be careful. Take it outside.
Take it outside, right?
Yeah.
Look, we took ourselves outside. It was like, get out of here. Be outside kids, and we were. Yeah. It was beautiful. Mm-hmm. Okay, and the gooey, gooey scented slime. Scented slime is back, okay?
Right.
You get the box, you unbox it, and there's 13 different slimes inside, and you get to mix it. You get to throw in charms and beads and sparkles and play with it forever and ever and ever because you can stretch it out and play with it forever.
Yeah.
Those are some of the hottest this season.
And the messiest. Coming up, Jody's got three things to know today at 7:50.
We were just sharing about the hottest toys for 2025, and they can be pretty 2025, you know, pretty slick. One of the hottest ones on the list, Nintendo Switch 2 plus Mario Kart World Bundle. Hmm. I'm like, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's a big one. That's like the big one if that comes to your house. But
Santa's making a bunch of those.
I'm going to tell you this right now. It reminds me when we start talking about kids' toys and that truly, especially the younger the child, the more simple the toy really needs to be to spark imagination, which is what play is supposed to do. I will never forget the year, Murphy. Taylor was very young, maybe two or three. And we had I think it was a birthday party, and she had gotten all the new, slick, fancy toys, you know? And then my mom, Nana, rolled in and brought her a doctor playset. We've all seen those. Mm-hmm. Maybe you even one, remember? Yeah.
With the stethoscope and the little plastic, you know, knee hammer, whatever, reflex tester and all that. Yeah.
And the knee hammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I remember saying, oh, well, that's cute and old school. And do you know what Taylor proceeded to do?
Yeah, she played with it.
For months, for years, she loved forever.
It. Yeah.
And that doctor set stuck around when Phoebe was born and Phoebe discovered it. And it makes sense because they all go to the pediatrician, and they've watched an adult use those things on them. So they role play with that. They feel powerful. They feel like a grown up. You know, Phoebe would walk around with that little stethoscope around her neck and put it on our dogs.
That's right.
Constantly giving them a, you know, little checkup.
Did they ever do it for y'all?
Of course.
Yeah, those are my favorite times.
Yeah.
When they're doing stuff to you.
Yes!
I know. It's so precious. Yeah. Correct. But it's just, you know, it's a reminder. The simple classics are classics for a reason. They work in stimulating those little minds.
It's the reason our youngest daughter, Phoebe, would hop in an Amazon box after it was emptied. The big ones, you know.
Oh, I still think of her anytime we get big boxes.
Yeah, she turned boxes into dog beds. She turned boxes into camps.
Playhouses.
Yeah.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by State Farm.
Have you heard this Tom Brady story?
No.
That he's sort of coming out of retirement to compete in an inaugural Fanatics Flag Football Classic in Saudi Arabia next year.
Oh.
But he's not the only one. Saquon Barkley's going to be there. Myles Garrett, Rob Gronkowski is going to be playing. Huh. It's all confirmed. It's an exhibition game. Okay, with like some famous coaches too, Sean Payton jumping in.
Oh.
It's gonna like be the Olympic style flag football rules, 5-on-5 play, a 50-yard field with 20-minute halves.
Huh.
And flag football, you know, this kind, might as well pay attention because it's gonna be part of the 2028 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. So this is
With stars of this caliber in the Olympics?
No. But this is like, this is if you want to see how it's done, why not see it with some of the best? So it's an exhibition game. Fox Sports is going to run it. That's where you'll get to see it. And by the way, it's going to be hosted by Kevin Hart.
Oh. I'm assuming Brady and Gronkowski will be on the same team.
I mean, I hope so.
Because that's the only way Gronkowski plays.
Okay, yeah, it's the only one he can work with. So anyway, it's happening in March of next year.
Huh.
It's an exhibition game to get you ready for this sort of 5-on-5 play on a 50-yard field.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Timmy's jumping in on more new etiquette for 2025.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Love having you along there. Timothy sent this to murphysamandjody.com. It's an email. New etiquette is the subject matter. And we mentioned not mentioning someone's weight gain or loss. And there's other. We're going to get to some other coming up in just a little bit. Like other new etiquette for 2025. Timothy sent this. Do not show up at someone's house for a visit unannounced. I need a week to plan for that mentally. Visited my father and we've been chatting about going out to visit my great aunt while I was in town. I figured he had talked to her first. We pull up at her house and she doesn't even live there anymore. I was mortified that my father would take me to just show up at someone's house when he clearly had not spoken to her. Text first, don't even call. He said that's as bad as a surprise visit, a call. I don't know about that, Timothy, but I feel that. Never show up unannounced.
Yeah, again, to me, that's one of those, maybe if you grew up in a place where, you know, hey, families and neighbors were all together and walking over, you know, everything was spontaneous is one thing, but again, that's, I was taught you don't ever do that.
Yeah, I don't do that with any of my kids. My kids don't do that to me.
Good, Sam.
But I will do it to my mom.
Show up unannounced?
The reason is, what Murphy just said, she always had an open door.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the neighbors from across the street came over and dropped in, oh, look who it is. Come on in.
It's a different generation.
Yeah.
My grandmother was the same. She thought nothing of knocking on your door. And I'm, you know, it's almost like they got up in the morning, got dressed, open door, ready for it, wanting it.
Yeah.
And we're not that way. Mm-hmm. We are in our caves, on our phones, being social that way, which is not real. But
text me from the driveway, right? At least.
We're hiding inside, okay?
That reminds me of that episode of Friends where all six of them are in the apartment and there's a knock at the door and they realize, okay, well, it's not one of us. Everything came to a screeching halt.
Who could this be? And can we just be quiet and not let them in? Yeah. You ever done that thing where you're standing near the window and you're hoping that someone doesn't see you because you...
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a very today thing. Timothy, thank you for this. Jump in anytime. You can also call or text us, 877-310-4MSJ.
Jody has three things to know today coming up next.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by T-Mobile.
Number one, what does your hugging style say about your relationship? Well, apparently duration of a hug is very revealing. They've tested this and they used AI to analyze the embraces. But if it's 3 seconds or less, you're definitely in the friend zone.
Okay.
If it's 7 seconds or more, someone has feelings for you. And that makes sense, doesn't it? Duration of a hug means a lot. They say that when you hug a child, don't let go until they let go. Let them dictate the duration of the hug.
That.
Isn't that beautiful? Number two, researchers are testing and have created some eye drops that could replace reading glasses in the future. Contains a steroid and a drug that reforms the lens of the eyes. The problem that happens after the age of 40, where you start to need reading glasses. And people in the study were able to read 2 extra lines or more on the eye chart after using the drops, and the effects lasted up to 2 years.
Oh, cool.
I'm telling you. Wow. And number three, the Queen of Christmas, Mariah Carey, announcing Christmas time in Las Vegas, a residency at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Ooh. 10 shows running from right after Thanksgiving through December 13th. Okay, she's going to settle down there instead of tour the country. Mm-hmm. Tickets go on sale this weekend.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Text or call us. 877-310-4MSJ.
Other things you don't point out about people. We've been discussing this a little bit, even in yesterday's After the Show podcast, about not mentioning someone's weight, lost or gain. It's none of your business. You never know what they're carrying around mentally about that, emotionally about that. Mm-hmm. So other things you don't mention, acne or skin problems. Mm. That's another thing for kids. I remember someone said something to me once. And of course, I was aware I had like a pimple.
Yeah.
I was a young girl. And as soon as someone told me how to treat it, and I'm sure she was, her intentions were the best, but I just felt like all the spotlight was on, all the attention. It was embarrassing. And good intentions. Another thing you don't mention, hair loss.
Oh, why would you mention that?
I don't know, but it's just part of the new rules.
Yeah, you don't have to because I'm aware of it.
That's the reason that what you just said, if someone is carrying around extra weight, they know it. Or if they feel like they can't put on weight,
For the longest time, and I haven't lost a lot of it, but for the longest time I would ask and people would not be honest with me. No, not really. That's what I would get.
Being nice.
I was asking, it's just like, please tell me.
It depends on who you ask. You need to,
I remember the first time that somebody took a picture from behind me, and I literally had to ask Jody, I said, who is that? And she said, that's you. I'm like, that's me?
Somebody tell me.
No. Because that's not you. It's not who you are. It's just a physical thing about you that you're dealing with.
Ah, semantics.
Yes, I know. You're right. The whole point for this discussion.
Yes.
Okay.
What if you have somebody the other way? They've had hair transplants, and all of a sudden they show up one day with...
Maybe you shouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Right, because that's about them.
Hair is a very personal thing.
Accepting themselves the way that they are. Feeling comfortable in their own skin and hair. Okay. If somebody's eating something that if they eat something very different than you, you don't pick on someone's food choices, lunch or whatever they bring. Okay. Here's another one. Here's a big one. If someone looks tired, don't tell them they look tired.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yeah. A lot of times.
Right. Mm-hmm. And maybe you've never thought about that would sting. Most people are not trying to hurt you with words.
A lot of times it comes out of as concern.
I know it.
Makes sense.
We feel better about all the new etiquette we're learning.
Well, except Murphy's hair,
Coming up, Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
On the way next, though, Murphy's problems ordering at the drive-thru get sent into overdrive. Sam, you know how Murphy insists on ordering on the apps on at fast food, and I get it, you know, but I don't order on apps. I roll up and order.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Yeah, that's okay, too. Thank you.
I suffer from fast food ordering paralysis whenever I'm at the drive-thru speaker.
Is that why the app?
There's got to be some sort of explanation for that. I don't know what happens. I cannot be that spontaneous and prepared. I don't know what the deal is with that.
You are a professional. Huh. I don't know why.
That's weird. So you go to say knowing that you want a quarter pounder with cheese, but as soon as you look at the menu, you freeze up.
No, it's if I...
You kind of do.
If that's what I know that I want, it's not a big deal, but I'll start seeing other things that I think that I want. You know?
And it's social. He's, you know, he's nice. He's got a... It's an encounter, you understand?
Yeah.
So that's why the app, he loves the app. Here's what's up. Are you going to tell him about what you got in your drink because of the app the other day?
I don't know if it was the app or the operator error, but, you know, in this particular case, we were going to Sonic.
Yeah.
I wanted diet cherry limeades.
And so it's like, that's easy enough, Jody. You and I did this a couple of weeks ago. I'll just go repeat the order that's already in the app. And so I did.
Large diet cherry limeades.
And we pull all up in there and, you know, enter my stall number, which I love doing that. That's 2025, baby.
And on the screen it says, whoever's name will be right
with.
That's
right. It's like, that's me. That's me. Anyway, so she walks out and she says, you know, she says, so here's your diet cherry limeade. And this is kind of gross. I mean, it's we made it the way that you said.
Yeah.
And I said, what do you mean? She said, it's got pickles in it. I said, it's got pickles
extra
in
pickles.
It. Yeah.
So he had a drink with extra pickles. There were pickles floating at the top. There were pickles at the bottom. And it tasted like pickles.
But it was Dr. Pepper.
Sonic has that pickle menu now.
I know.
Right.
Yeah.
I think there was an app.
I think there must have been some sort of an app error when I did the reorder from the previous time. And, of course, my paralysis kicks in there. I'm so stunned that I'm like,
he's like, I'll take it. It's mine. And I'm like, you'll take it.
I mean, well, at first I'm thinking, I'll just take the pickles out. No harm, no foul. No. Right? But, you know.
Who had the Dr. Pepper with pickles?
Murphy, and you know what he did with that? Poured it down the drain.
Yeah.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by State Farm.
This is something scary that's coming soon. I guess October is the time for that. Another of the monster anthology series from Ryan Murphy. Remember, he gave us Dahmer and then the Menendez brothers.
Yeah.
Like, you know, dramatized, right. Acted out. So it's different than just watching a documentary on real crimes, though. So Monster, the Ed Gein story, starring Charlie Hunnam as a super scary killer.
There's something real dark about you, Eddie Gein.
All about how this quiet boy, farm boy, turned into the inspiration for Psycho.
Oh.
And his mother...
Eddie, you're a mess.
His mother is played
by... Only a mother could love you.
Laurie Metcalf. The domineering matriarch who turned him into who he is. It's scarier than Psycho ever wanted to be.
Oh.
Apparently. And this person, by the way, Ed Gein, was also the inspiration for Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Silence of the Lambs in some ways in the writings. So it's very scary.
Yeah.
Monster, the Ed Gein story.
I might pass on that
October 3rd on Netflix if you like it scary.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Brickhouse Nutrition.
Another big name artist is going on the rampage, or actually just trying to help out some of her fans with ticket resellers, Ariana Grande.
Good.
You know, she just announced the big tour next year for the Eternal Sunshine Tour, and she said, and tickets are already on sale, and she said a lot of her fans are complaining because they're missing out on tickets due to the ticket resellers snatching them all up.
Yeah.
It is a problem.
I've been on the phone. She posted this over the weekend in her socials. She's been on the phone every second of her free time fighting for a solution, hoping to get more tickets in your hands instead of theirs.
Good.
We'll see if that happens.
Telling you, something big will be done about this in time.
You know, a couple more big artists say something, something's got to change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess who's putting out a new Christmas album this year? Trisha Yearwood.
Good. Look, this that girl can sing.
This is from one of her previous albums. She had one in 94 called Sweetest Gift, and then she did one with You Know Who in 2016.
Garth Brooks,
who, you know, he's known for his Christmas stuff, too.
Well, Santa looked a lot like Daddy.
Anyway, this one's coming out November 7th. It's called Christmas Time, 12 songs, and it's like half and half, covers or new songs. She's doing Christmas Time is Here from the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Pure Imagination from Willy Wonka.
Oh.
And also a new song called Merry Christmas Valentine, which was co-written and will be co-performed with Mr. Brooks.
Okay.
I was going to ask if he's going to make an appearance on the album, and I guess there's the answer.
Yes.
I was about to say, as if she's allowed to make an album without him sneaking into that studio, and vice versa.
Then she's also going on tour, 12 Days of Christmas Tour. She's only doing 12 dates.
That's funny, Trisha. Love it.
Kicking that off early December, and she'll go until right before Christmas on that one.
Nice.
And got some Motley Crue news for you. They kicked off their delayed Vegas residency over the weekend. They got 10 dates all total. And the reason it was delayed, if you remember earlier this year, it was supposed to be in the spring.
Yes.
But the reason was Vince Neil had an undisclosed medical issue.
Right.
Is it still not disclosed?
Well, it's been disclosed now. A day after Christmas last year, he had a stroke in his sleep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, he said he woke up and the whole left side of his body was just useless. So he had to learn how to walk. He said he was in a wheelchair for a while, using a cane for a while.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
He says he can walk now, but it took a lot of work.
Fall is perfect for Factor Meals. Chef-prepared, dietitian-approved meals delivered straight to you. Enjoy something comforting and delicious during a hectic season. Eat smart at factormeals.com/MSJ and use code MSJ to get 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. That's code MSJ at factormeals.com for 50% off your first box plus free breakfast for 1 year. Get delicious, ready-to-eat meals delivered with Factor. Offer only valid for new Factor customers with code and qualifying auto-renewing subscription purchase.